a big male otter standing proudly close by, and the presence of a huge motherly beast hovering in the background. Then there were the walls, old, warm, red stone, everywhere about, sunlight shafting through a window, turning them to the hue of dusty pink roses. It was a feeling of peace, happiness and safety he had never known running wild outdoors with the Djuskarath clan. Tears coursed from under the lids of his closed eyes, dripping down onto the paw that held the knife. Suddenly he was awake, swiftly wiping his eyes and peering out into the still summer night. Behind him he could hear the slow swirl of river water. He stayed still as a stone, sensing everything about him, even a wood beetle trundling by on some nocturnal errand. After a while, he relaxed and checked on Felch. The fox was lying on his side, snoring lightly. The Tagarung lay down again, letting slumber wash over him, seeking again those visions he longed to see. But this time, it was a mouse, standing in the corridors of his mind. A mouse! Instinctively, he knew it to be no ordinary mouse. It was a male, a warrior, clad in battle armour, bearing a sword that was as beautiful as it was fearsome. He knew that if ever he stood against this mouse, he would meet his match. A warrior indeed. But for all that, the mouse smiled upon him, like a father meeting a beloved son. The mouse warrior spoke but a single word.
Dana.
Then he was gone, faded into the dusky citadel of dreams. Blue-grey wood smoke from campfires drifted between the sun and shade of woodland trees. Covering his eyes with a paw, Sawney Rath noted the position of the sun, standing in the sky at high noon. He turned his gaze onto the two creatures entering the clearing and spoke to the stout Antigra without even deigning to look at her.
You see, I told you. Here comes Tag, my son, right on time.
Antigra left off plucking the feathers from a dead dove and threw a hate-laden glance at the Tagarung and his prisoner. Sawney continued to gloat and mock her.
No beast living can hunt like my Tagarung. He was born of the storm and fathered by lightning on a moonless night. The food you are preparing for your sluggard son will have rotted in the cooking pot by the time he returns. Where do you suppose your precious Grooven is, eh? Chasing butterflies 10 leagues from here, I'll wager. He couldn't hunt his own tail.
The clan vermin crowded around the Tagarung and his prize, staring at their icon in awe and admiration. Shoving Felch ahead of him, the lithe otter strolled through the crowd like a pike through a minnow shoal.